This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British health officials are reactivating emergency hospitals that were built at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic as the country struggles to cope with the spread of a more infectious variant of the coronavirus. A spokeswoman for Britain's National Health Service said health workers are preparing to reopen London's so-called Nightingale hospitals should the need arise. According to Reuters news agency, the temporary Nightingale hospitals were set up by the military in locations around the city and have remained on standby after receiving little use during the first wave of the coronavirus. On Friday, Britain recorded more than 53,000 new cases of COVID-19. It's the fourth day in a row that new infections have surpassed 50,000. That's about double the daily number from only a few weeks ago. British health officials say the spike in new cases is the result of the new variant of the coronavirus, which was first identified in Britain. It is considered more contagious than the previous strains. The new strain has led to renewed lockdowns in Britain, as well as global restrictions on travelers from Britain. The New York Times reported Friday that 33 countries have now detected the new coronavirus variant, and more than 40 countries have barred travelers arriving from Britain. In the United States, coronavirus cases crossed the 20 million mark on Friday as officials sought to speed up vaccinations. The more infectious variant surfaced in Colorado, California, and Florida. The U.S. has seen a spike in the number of daily COVID-19 fatalities since late November, with 78,000 lives lost in December. A total of 345,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. This is VOA News. Congress on Friday overrode President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's a first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. The move by Congress on Friday ensures that the measure becomes law. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate easily turned aside Mr. Trump's veto, dismissing his objections to the $740 billion bill and handing him a defeat just weeks before he leaves the White House. President Trump lashed out on Twitter, saying the Senate missed an opportunity to eliminate protections for social media platforms. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the United States. His comments come amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. In the waning days of our U.S. president's administration, the Iranian general spoke on Friday at a ceremony in Tehran ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. Iran has told the United Nations nuclear watchdog it plans to enrich uranium to 20% purity. That's a level it achieved before its 2015 accord. The move is the latest of several recent announcements by Iran to the International Atomic Energy Agency that it plans to further breach the deal, which it started violating in 2019, in retaliation for Washington's withdrawal from the agreement and the reimposition of U.S. sanctions against Tehran. Authorities say Iraqi explosives experts are working to defuse a large mine discovered on an oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. The statement came a day after two private security firms said sailors feared they had found a mine on the MT Pola. It's a Liberian-flagged tanker in the waters off the Iraqi port of Basra. A limpet mine is a type of naval mine that attaches to the side of a ship, usually by a diver, member of special forces. It later explodes and can significantly damage a vessel. Britain on Friday began a new year and life outside the European Union's single market, with the first trucks crossing the channel by ferry and rail, largely reporting few difficulties despite new customs rules. Brexit, an all-consuming issue in Britain since it voted in 2016 to quit the bloc, became reality an hour before midnight. After nearly five decades of integration with Europe, Prime Minister Boris Johnson was bullishly optimistic, writing in the Daily Telegraph that Brexit presented opportunities unknown to modern memory. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.